Miss America, we're still smashing records here, ladies and gentlemen. The noise in the background, it's sort of an ongoing process as we near 10 o'clock, which means the last song will be played on 1430 as we go all sports at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it's an exciting day. It's a record-breaking day, you might say. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we're going to replay the Jays' first game from 1977. You remember how cold it was at Exhibition Stadium? Well, you'll hear it again right here at 1430. Following that, we will play the game from the fall of 1985 when the Jays clinched their first pennant versus the Yankees at Exhibition Stadium. Boy, we remember those games, don't we? They were exciting. We're at 15 degrees, 60 Fahrenheit on a record-breaking day at 1430 Sports Radio. On September 4th, Friday. Historic Friday. In this very chair, come Monday morning, Labor Day, will be Mr. Mike Inglis, who, lucky for me, because I'm going to be working with you, and it's always nice when you know the guy. You and I work together.
Isn't that nice? It's been a few years, but we are back together again. And you know what? You look the same as when I left you.
Oh, you liar. I haven't changed a bit.
Not a bit. Not a
Maybe
bit at all.
Maybe gained the odd ounce and lost a little hair, but other than that...
You still look good. You still look good.
I was delighted. I want to say this publicly, to hear that you were coming to join us, because it's nice when you know somebody and you know ahead of time the kind of person you'll be working with every day.
Uh-oh.
You know, with your wonderful, warm personality and winning ways.
Boy, let me lift my feet. Yeah, well, it's been a while ago. It's fun. It's also, obviously, for me, too, to get a chance when you come into a building. You know, I'd been out of Toronto for a little while, and I come back home to Toronto, and I'm a Toronto boy, and see someone you know, which... makes it a whole lot easier.
Isn't it nice that you're a Toronto boy?
Yeah, it's always nice to come home, you know.
Yeah.
Always nice to come back to TO, you know. Ball Avenue Public School, York Memorial, Scarlet Heights High Schools, Humber College, the whole bit. So
the whole bit.
I'm a Toronto boy.
Now, you've been stateside for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Down in Indianapolis for the last 5 years. Little NFL, NBA stuff, and some TV hockey, and just doing that kind of thing.
So you must have been a busy fella.
Yeah, very busy, very busy. Nice to come home and have a break.
it's been really interesting around here because we've been having so many sessions and gatherings and social occasions that I think they did it really, really well to get everybody together. The first time we got out and played a little golf together.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way you have to do it because this is the first time I'd met Stephanie. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bonesy, I've known Bob Bonesy, and we've got mutual friends in the sports business, you know. And Bob and Cal had known of him because I was in Toronto for a long time.
Sure.
And yourself, we work together. So it's nice. It's like coming home to another radio station again where it wasn't actually home, but it feels like home now. So,
what's the difference, and I know it's a tough question, but are there some general differences between the sound of radio in Canada and the sound of radio in the U.S.?
You know, the sound of radio in the United States is probably a little more free, if to use a word. You know, we're fairly regulated up here. We're down in the United States. They pretty well get away with saying just about anything on the air.
And really?
It shocks you sometimes because in the city I worked in, there was a radio station that used a little bit of a lot of that shock technique, you know, and it did fairly well, too, with it. But I think that's probably the only difference.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, the announcers there are very good. The announcers here are very good. Our English and our diction is much better than it is in the United States. I mean, I constantly get people saying, "What do you mean a gain? What's a gain?" I said, "Well, it's A-G-A-I-N.
Yeah.
Bean. What do you mean bean? It's bin." I said, "It's B-E-E-E-E-N. It's bean." Okay, that's the word. I've been here before. Not, yeah. I've been here before.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. But, and they, you know, when I'd meet people, they'd always get me to say things like, say out and about for me. And it still goes on after, I mean, how many years? Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been beside this country for a long time. You think they'd get the hang of it. This is the way we talk. But
how do they feel about a Canadian coming down and working on their radio stations? Because it's been the other way around for so many years with America. Coming up here and taking jobs?
Well, you know, I got a great reception. I worked for a radio station that was really community-oriented, and we got out there. And, you know, I think if people feel that you're warm and you're truthful and you're, you know, a decent person, and you can convey that on the radio, they'll take hearts. I mean, you know, I couldn't go anywhere without people saying hi and ask me, how's your daughter? Because we'd talk about family stuff like that on the air, and you know, constantly people just being really, really nice. The Midwest is different than a lot of the United States. It is a little slower to change. You know, what happens in here and what happened in Chicago and Montreal and Vancouver, what have you, won't get there for a while because they're very, very slow to change, and also in the radio business.
Yeah.
You know, but very, very warm people in the Midwest. Very, very nice. Great lifestyle in the whole bit.
And college basketball and college football in the Indianapolis area is very large, huh?
Huge. Bobby Knight could shoot someone in the middle of 15,000 people in the middle of City Hall there, and no one would go to court against him. I mean, he's a god in college basketball. It's right throughout the United States, let alone Indiana. But
yeah.
Basketball in the Midwest is like hockey here in Canada. You know, I grew up with a hockey stick, you know, and the kids down there grew up with a basketball. That's the way they do it.
Mike Inglis, we're delighted to have you with us. Monday morning, Labor Day, folks, we'll all be together with the new sound of 1430. Which commences this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And boy, everybody's talking about this.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some fun.
And I'll tell you the truth. Brian Mulroney is excited about this.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I
haven't talked to him in a long time, so it's going to be nice talking to him.
We're going to look forward to talking to the Prime Minister next week. He's a big sports fan, and he can't wait. He says, about time we had an all-sports radio station. I said, thank you, PM. 9:53. Low, and we thought this was an appropriate final song for 1430. No more music, and can't do better than this one.
Of China's funny walls, transatlantic halls, a weekend at Niagara when we hardly saw the falls. Of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and fruit.